somebody's sick and you're finding the medicines to give them, you're not talking about
I think it's not the same level of kusala. I think it's different to give someone a medicine and tell the Dhamma to someone. I think it's different. No, because all the kinds of things, the worldly things, even we think, oh, my body, I get medicine, yeah? But it's still not so correct, like getting the speech on Dhamma, getting the talk on Dhamma. I think it's the more important. More helpful, I think.
But the best thing is to really understand what Dhamma is. Otherwise, one read a lot and say one doesn't know what Dhamma is.
Ajahn, but when there is even not right speech now or something, and it's still ayatana there.
Any moment when there is an experiencing, because citta cannot arise alone by itself, so there must be factors there too. With citta, like cetasikas, right? And citta is manayatana, and cetasikas are dhammayatana. There must be ayatana. That's why avicca condition sankhara, and sankhara condition vijnana, and vijnana condition namarupa, and namarupa condition.
All conascence condition. What's the Pali?
Sahajata. But it depends on this life, previous life, like avicca condition sankhara in the past life, and sankhara that condition vijnana, patisanti vijnana in this life, and also other vipaka too. Because sankhara is kusala or akusala, the cause, so it conditions vipaka. And whenever there is vipaka, it is citta and cetasika. Vijnana condition nama and rupa in the five khandhas plane. Vijnana or sankhara does not just condition vijnana only, and vijnana condition nama and rupa. And when there is nama and rupa, there must be ayatana, experiencing an object. And samayatana condition?
Contact.
Pardon?
Contact.
Pasa.
Pasa, contact. Whether it's indifferent, pleasant or unpleasant.
Pasa arises all the time, from time to time, with each citta. Pasa. So no self, no one. That's the purpose of studying, to understand reality right now as not self at all. If there is no reality, it's useless to study what is written. But since what is written is about reality right now, that's why one learns to understand reality right now by reading the books about this. Just for understanding reality right now. As not self, as Dhamma.
Talking about the topics, helping people, giving them medicines. Yes, more.
And you see that only that is not enough just to understand, to follow to the best thing. Otherwise, one have only theory or intellectual understanding about kusala and akusala. And then what? No kusala, or more and more kusala. This is the point. Because akusala and kusala has their own different ways. Kusala is this bank, and akusala is the other bank. Like vichha is this bank, and avichha is the other side of the bank. When we talk about the bank of the ocean far apart, what about lopa and alopa? See? Just then, how far it is. At moment of having attachment, it's impossible just to let it go. So we can understand the narrow meaning or the wide meaning of the words. Everything, when it arises, but when it does not arise, it's not ayatana.
And panya as well is on the other side, of, on the opposite side of lobha.
Of avicca and lobha and all akusala. That's why panya is not self either, just dhamma, the dhamma which can understand what one heard or read about, reality is read about.
Why are you asking white lies, just to understand the expression?
Yeah, because whether I have wrong understanding about it or not, because I think that when it's a lie, and is there any measurement or standard to say whether this is white or this is not white?
I think it's like the example someone gave, someone's dress, and says, how is it? And you say, oh, nice. It's very little white. This is what they mean.
But it depends. Yeah. When it's nice, one says that it's nice.
And when it's not so nice, one just finds something
about it. Yeah. And it's very difficult, like you ask, whether there can be right understanding of seeing right now. See? Because it appears and disappears in 3 seconds. Okay.
The reason I asked that question at the beginning of the discussion was when we were having breakfast. He made a comment, oh, reality is easy, it's now, so that's why I asked. People, it seems that it's easy, but the more we understand about reality, the more we can see how easy it is.
Who believe that now is only the nimitta of everything? See?
And I believe actually that I'm sitting here and waiting for
nimitta.
Yeah.
All nimitta. Nimitta of citta, nimitta of feeling, nimitta of everything. That's why it's very difficult to understand reality. Because it creates the idea of something. And study just one word will bring more understanding about other words one by one, like Dhamma, see, Kusala, Akusala, Apayagata, seeing, hearing. How can we say it so easy to get to understand? Because just the nimitta. As soon as they're seeing, it's always seeing someone or something. Before there can be the moment of understanding, it's only visible object that can be seen. And think about the foolishness, the ignorance. It's that which can be seen, but there is attachment too much to it as something permanent. So the panya and the avicca are quite different. And anyone would like to be a good person can never be without understanding. Because wanting, no matter for what, is I and attachment. Self-centered, always.
And the self can go on the opposite side of lobha, that there's stays on sides always on with lobha and avicca, never with panya and alobha.
It depends. When there is the idea of self, just do anything for oneself. See, different from thinking about the other and do everything for the others. Forgetting about oneself is the best thing.
But you haven't mentioned once the words like Atatipataya, Lokatipataya, and Dhammatipataya. Something like this. The
okay, yes.
Atatipataya first, and then Lokatipataya, and then Dhammatipataya.
Studying for oneself, or yeah, others, or just for the sake of Dhamma.
But you see that these are all kusala Dhamma, motivated by the self, for me, or motivated by the idea of the world and the other. What is Pakatupanisya Pajaya now, and Anantarupanisya now, and Aramanupanisya now? See, everything is done. It's not just written in the book. Anantarupanisya is not so difficult to understand. It's like Anantarapajaya. But since it can condition the other citta to arise, it's strong enough, it's powerful enough to condition, because what can condition citta to arise? No one can do anything. But the citta itself, as soon as it has fallen away, it conditions the next citta inside. So that is Anantara and Upanisaya. So it is Anantarupanisaya Pajaya. And Upanisaya. So it is Anantarupanisaya Pajaya. There are three kinds of Upanisaya Pajaya. Anantarupanisaya Pajaya and Aramanupanisaya Pajaya and Pakatupanisaya. And Upanisaya. Succeeding. Instantly, no gap in between. Yeah. One cannot do anything to tattoo at all. All these are tattoo. Citta is the tattoo that when it falls away, it conditions the next citta instantly. Because it's citta tattoo.
But Ananda
Rupa.
Ananda Rupa Nisaya Pajaya. Why this is Anantar, so one after another, but
Samanantarupa.
Why is this Upanisaya? Anantar Upanisaya. Why is this?
Not just Anantara, but Anantarupanisya, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Because what is Upanisaya?
It's support, strong support. This is support.
And what is Upa?
Strong.
Yeah, strong. So the citta is strong support for the next citta to arise.
Okay. So we like in Javana.
Any moment.
So that's why the Pakatupanisaya also is there, like the tendency, because Anantarupanisaya Pajaya.
Accumulated.
Accumulated. So okay, so if citta goes, falls away and rise again, falls away and rise away, that's why the accumulation goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Succeeds from the previous one. Always, all the time, on and on. Up.
So without the citta now, the following cannot arise.
Okay. And no one can stop the way tattoo and dhamma is at all. So by studying, one can understand how and why such and such happenings arise after seeing, hearing, so forth.
So it must follow like it is.
That's why we have metta. Two beings, all beings.
But because we know that.
Nothing but dhamma. So why should be angry to this person or that person? Because they are only tattoos.
Nobody can stop being what he is or she.
No.
They can stop it.
Can you stop tattoo? Stop the hardness here.
The self thinks he can, but that's the self thinks. Because when you are angry with somebody, you want to stop him to behave some bad way, kusala way. So you try to stop it somehow. But that, who can stop that?
So when kusala tattoo arises, who can stop kusala tattoo? But they do not always arise. See, this is the point. That's why we need to have accumulation, and Dhamma will lead to understanding what's right and what's wrong, what's benefit or what is not benefiting. No one can do anything to others at all. It depends on the accumulation of each time.
Sometimes the life is like very painful and you want to change or something.
One has to know what condition, pain. Otherwise, you try very hard to...
Is it loba?
No, right understanding can understand what condition pain. Otherwise, there will never be less of pain because of ignorance.
I mean, it's also like very true story. That's also there. Even if this is happy life or pleasant life, it's still the same story. And this story comes also because of, I mean, the story like now we see.
With our Paramada Dhamma, can there be any story? Never. See? The arising and falling of Paramada Dhamma is so rapidly, it brings about story of Paramada Dhamma. Yes. It's there already. No matter you know it or not, it's there.
First start studying, you think it's way out there.
Right.
How will I ever, how can this be relevant?
Actually, it's here and now. Can you have spicy fruit? No?
Sometimes, but I'm not used to it. I'm not...
It's harder sometimes to let go.
I think that it's, nobody can let anything go because it goes by itself. But the understanding when it appears is the most important thing. Otherwise, you try to understand it while it does not appear. So at this moment, when they're seeing, it's a moment of understanding this. Otherwise, one lives in the world of concept, not the world of Paramada Dhamma. But actually, there are always worlds of Dhamma.
Going all the time.
Like when one reads the Pitaka, it's the world of concept, but at moment of understanding directly, it's the world of Paramada Dhamma. So one can understand what's meant by Paramada Dhamma and concept. Like hardness, even just very shortly, the world of Paramada Dhamma, when there is understanding. Everything that one used to take for something, me or I or others, are only Paramada Dhammas.
Yeah. But it still seems like a battery and diktapon and everything, all the world.
But what is the Paramada Dhamma? Hardness. Yeah. And thinking.
but it still seems like hardness, like something hardness.
There must be thinking of that which is hard as usual, but the understanding can see that there are different moments. Thinking is another moment, but it does mean that one should not think. Impossible. Whatever happened is conditioned already. Just understand. Seeing and thinking and hardness and everything.
And we like all these new gadgets, new... kind of microphone, new kind of recorder.
So the life goes basically the same.
Exactly, by conditions. But Panya will lead life to Kusala more than not having Panya. No excuse for I am anatta.
There's no excuse for anything. It's not just for this. No excuse.
No excuse.
For
so I'm not having Kusala at this moment.
Yeah, but for yeah.
Once in a lifetime and once in samsara, that is the way to have no attachments. Only that, and then pass away like aims and aims before. Okay. Just one spoon, please. Okay, thank you.
We wouldn't know the Christian
already. Right. Or Alberto. I would have no conversation without him.
So you both found DSG without knowing anybody first?
I don't remember how I found it.
They just turned up on house, you both of them. They didn't have any personal contact.
Okay.
By conditions.
By conditions, yeah. I meet Alberto on DSG and now Alberto came.
By conditions.
By conditions, yeah.
And now you have a new friend by conditions.
By conditions.
And I can lose a friend by conditions.
By conditions, yes, of course.
Yeah.
For two of you, the dark is coming.
The last session of the day, we can do it again. It's been very good. Very good doing it.
The session yesterday all about mental repair.
Yes, that's what we listened to. It was very good.
And they are like almost the spirit and true love.
What do you mean by that?
But people think conventionally that you know love that is attachment is deep love.
Like what the question of dream, what is true love, or when it's true love. So,
but what she meant by true love?
Maybe she did not mean attachment.
Dedicated.
Dedicated.
Yeah, strong dedication
for yourself. So actually it's your what you love most is yourself.
Love it for yourself.
Because banana, see, you take it that whisper object for something you like.
Visible object or that taste.
Yeah.
So by understanding it's our there's more detachment.
In order to have less attachment to that very object, even if it's clearly to right understanding at level of vipassana, it needs foundation which you know why it's that object.
Yeah.
is the object right there.
By that object, not the other object.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because of that accumulated tendency, that object, that
object. But no need to think about the word. At moment of understanding reality, it indicates that you have understood many, many things about it. To become detached from, taken in for something.
Otherwise, always the swing to always something.